It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. What is up, all you soggy possums and panty hamsters? It is an amazing week because we've got so much to talk about. I didn't know if we wanted to talk about race. Maybe we wanted to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell and how new charges have been brought against her for trafficking a 14-year-old girl and then trying to train her to groom other recruits to be sexually exploited on none other than Epstein's Island, where the Clinton family has been known to frequent along with, oh, I don't know, What's his name? The guy, the Microsoft. Oh, yes, Bill Gates has also gone to that island many times. But I think we should potentially focus on the nonsense for COVID because I only want to do this for not a very long time. I do not want to do another 30 minutes because I'm trying to keep these to 15 and I've been doubling my time and nobody has 30 minutes to listen to all this stuff. So over the week, actually today, the disgusting, big-nosed, bulbous-schnozzed, four-eyed little dork, Anthony Fauci, one of the most reprehensible, disgusting human beings out there, lower than snail turds, highest paid federal employee, over $400,000 a year from your tax dollars, goes to this shrimp's paycheck. And I can only imagine the size of the paycheck that he's going to get once he quits the Biden administration and quote-unquote herd immunity has been achieved. Well, he has said that, oh, in order to really make sure that the COVID scourge is finally eliminated, we need to vaccinate school-age kids and six-month-old babies. Okay, 6 months old. You don't even want, or nobody is recommending that any pregnant woman get these vaccines, which aren't really vaccines. Really, if we want to be completely honest about this stuff, it's really a gene therapy platform. That's what's really going on with these things. These are not vaccines. So in the way they did this legally, if they're vaccines, the pharmaceutical industry can avoid a whole lot of legal trouble. So that's why they somehow snookered themselves and other people on the inside, on the government side, to say that these things are vaccines and not essentially gene therapy platforms. So Dr. Fauci is out there now saying that 6 months old children, babies, toddlers should be getting the vaccine. Yeah, what could go wrong with manipulating a toddler's mRNA or an infant's mRNA? What could possibly be the issue with that? Who's going to put this jerk in check, right? He also said that, well, in order for kids to really get back together, they're going to have to start to wear masks or keep wearing masks. He was on Face the Nation this weekend. That's a CBS News program. When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks when they're interacting with groups or multiple households, and children can clearly wind up getting infected, even if other kids have been vaccinated. And he says, well, conceivably, maybe not really, the typical Dr. Fauci, gray speak, speaking out of both sides of his mouth nonsense, we could potentially get people back to summer camps as long as we keep up the mass vaccinations. And right now, we only have 3 to 3.5 million vaccinations per day. So yes, Dr. Fauci is out there once again causing a load of discord, and this man should be stopped. Someone has to keep him in check. Someone has to start fact-checking him to make sure we hold him accountable to his extremely vague claims and his words, not mine, judgment calls. Not following the science like we've been told to do. So Dr. Fauci is just as much of a fudger of statistics as anybody else is. And then the CDC director came out there and gave, oh my God, what a performance this actress gave. Oh God, tears were shed. Oh my God, I'm so scared right now. I'm so scared. Impending doom. She supposedly, CDC director Rochelle Walensky, supposedly went off script. But this was the most scripted tear-jerking moment I've never seen. So she went on, I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. She's choking back tears. This was on the Recounts Twitter page. We don't have the luxury of inaction. For the health of our country, we must work together now to prevent a fourth surge. Oh man, right now I'm scared. Gosh. Oh boy. And she's talking about all of these surges, particularly in Michigan. And supposedly, the worst moment was in South Dakota, where daily admissions rose by 40% to an average of 28. Okay, that if you're talking about averages and rising by percentages, you really have to look at the raw data, right? So you could have had 10 people go into the hospital, and then all of a sudden 40% of 10 is 14, is 4. So you went from 10 people over the past week to going into a hospital to 14. That is not pandemic material. That is not tearjerker nonsense that belongs in a stupid rom-com where you're scared of the impending doom. Oh, Rochelle Walensky, what a slob. What an absolute slob. Doesn't talk about how people that are getting vaccinated with these gene therapy platforms also test positive for COVID. Doesn't talk about all of the illegal migrants coming into the country being tested and just being loosened upon the country without any sort of restrictions or quarantine or anything else. Because if you did talk about that stuff, maybe, just maybe, you'd find out why these numbers are upticking slightly. And maybe, just maybe, you'd stop using percentages and start using raw data. Because the raw data would probably really put all of this nonsense into perspective. So Dr. Fauci says, I think the reason we're seeing this plateauing in the increase that I hope doesn't turn into a surge, here we go again, is because we are really doing things prematurely right now with regard to opening up. I'm speaking today, not necessarily, and this is from Rochelle, of course, Dr. Fauci took a back seat, not necessarily as your CDC director, but as your wife, as a mother, as a daughter, to ask you to just please hold on a little longer. I so badly want to be done. I know all you so badly want to be done. We're just almost there, but not quite yet. And so I'm asking you to hold on a little bit longer. I thought we were supposed to hold on for 2 weeks back in 2020. What happened to 14 days to flatten the curve? Now we're up to 14 months, and we're just going to hold on for just a little bit longer. When people get this thing, there's a 99.97% chance of the overwhelming majority of people that get COVID recover from it. The majority of the majority that test positive for COVID don't even know they have it. So what does that tell you? It tells you that COVID is almost, well, I don't know, nothing. And here we are being led down this road, which is particularly disturbing with the amount of power that these governors and these governments have clamped down on. Oh, that was another thing. The CDC director, it's not in this article, it's in something else. And I actually heard her on, I think it was her. Or was it de Blasio? I don't know. I think it was, I heard it on radio today, one of the few things I listened to. And I think it was either one of those. But somebody said that whatever happens in Europe happens in the United States. So Europe is the canary in the coal mine, and then the United States suddenly has the same kind of outcome. No, what you're seeing is you're seeing a very well-scripted, well-coordinated play, okay? All of this is scripted. All of this is being acted out on us because this is a global effort to make sure that people are injected with this platform. It's a global effort to make sure that vaccine passports are a real thing. New York State unleashed their Excelsior Pass. It allows the vaccinated to show up to venues and sporting events. The UK is saying that you can't go into a pub unless you've got a medical certification, not a vaccine passport. Much, much different. So that's the whole object here. That is the whole object behind all of this, and it has nothing to do with a supposed virus. And we all know here that you listen to this program, we have our suspicions about if this is, in fact, a virus, or is it something else related to radiation, like we brought up with pneumonitis and dyspnea. I'll also be uploading another podcast that I did last week. I went into that a little bit more coherently than I did, I think, last week or the week before on this podcast, and I'll upload that as soon as I get that podcast. And finally, I'm going to leave it at this because, like I said, I promised that I'm not going to go for 30-some-odd minutes per podcast. I promised 15, and I'm already up to 12. So, last article. The CDC came out. Remember how, and said, nobody reported this. Nobody reported this. Except humansarefree.com. Wonderful website. I found them to be very, very good. No one reported this, that the CDC basically said and reported that mask wearing and indoor dining bans do nothing. They do absolutely nothing to stop the spread of pretty much anything. This was written by Ashley Bateman, and she reports that the March 12th Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report from the CDC said that while mask mandates and indoor restaurant bans did decrease daily cases of COVID-19, an irrelevant statistic, and deaths, the results were a correlation and a tiny one at that. You're going to love these stats because it is something that I've brought up many times before. Whenever you see these clowns like Dr. Fauci, and remember the shrew Dr. Birx, who could be a stand-in for Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians? I mean, I'm not really a Disney person, never really was, but I know the reference. She's out there. They're all throwing statistics around, but they're not telling you what they're based on, okay? So these mask mandates, according to the CDC report, reduce case growth between 0 and 1.8% and COVID deaths by 0.7 and 1.9%, with an increase in death 21 to 40 days after the mandates go into effect. So people are dying after the mandates are put into place. And they reduce the growth. They stop the spread. Remember, wear a mask, stop the spread. One life is too many. COVID is still a risk. Even if you've been vaccinated, you must still wear a mask. It stops the spread by at most 1.8%. And the death rate is reduced by at most 1.9%. Those statistics are rounding errors. You would never, ever, ever, you would never go into court or write a paper or try to prove something by saying we need to wear masks because it reduces the spread by 0.7 or reduces the COVID death rate by 0.7%. And it reduces the spread between 0 and 1.8% of the times. they would drum you out of the room. They would say, get out of here with this nonsense. I'm going to go make out with somebody. I'm going to go grab one of those soggy possums or maybe one of them panty hamsters. Nah, nah, nah. The CDC report continues. Indoor dining bans decreased case growth by 0.1 and 0.4% of the time, with an increase in cases in four time periods the bans were implemented. Once again, we get the same kind of nonsense statistics. Fauci and everybody out there, Cuomo, they're all out there. And Governor Newsom, they're all out there saying, well, nobody should go into a restaurant. It reduces the spread by a fraction of a point. A fraction, 0.1 and 0.4% of the time. That's nothing. That is nothing. And then you've got Dr. Fauci and all the CDC directors bawling tears, crying over spilled milk. Oh, gosh, it's going to be an impending doom. Oh, the CDC just contradicted you and said it is irrelevant with your stupid masks. And you're an even bigger moron if you think COVID is going to stop its spread by not allowing people to eat dinner and drink beer at the bar. It doesn't matter. In fact, what the CDC proved, as I just told you, is that deaths and the spreading of COVID actually increases with these restrictions. So what does that tell you? It tells you that they're lying. And it tells you that once again, the majority of the people are ignorant and they are led by fear. It is astounding that nobody is doing any homework except us here at the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels, because we're brilliant people. I'm a brilliant, lovable fuzzball. And I am a fuzzball because I've got a rather lengthy beard at the moment. I mean, it's not down to my navel. I'm not chopping wood in flannel. But I could definitely pass as maybe a coxswain on a ship, or at least first mate on a ship with this beard. You can definitely see me in maybe galoshes and a rain slicker with one of those yellow hats catching fish for Gorton. I have it. But the idea here is we're brilliant people. And if you listen to this podcast, you're with me. You're not going to listen to this podcast because you think I'm a beautiful person. Well, maybe you do, but you're not going to listen to this podcast because you're not brilliant. We think outside of the box, unless we're talking about soggy possums and panty hamsters, then we're thinking inside of the box. But it's going to be people like us that need to wake up other people. And we're not going to rant at them. We have to just say, hey, look, listen, you are mistaken, and here's why. Here's why. I did that this morning. I didn't shout at people. I didn't do what I do here. I just told them, hey, look, maybe you should consider this. And that's the only way we're going to make it through to people. And all it takes is one person, because information spreads more rapidly and quickly than any COVID-19 virus. So that's my homework to you. Start talking about this information. And that is the Last Call with Chris Michaels for this Monday.